I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Just before we go off into Christmas week and the rest of the holiday season celebrating with family and friends, let's visit with the folks over at KidSafe during this time of year. One in five children are living in poverty. That's something like 167,000 kids who face hunger and loneliness year-round. Imagine how much more visceral that is at Christmas. Joining me now is Danielle Rana, the interim executive director of KidSafe, the not-for-profit organization committed to providing meals and programs at six elementary schools in East Vancouver. I'll get her to tell us about the organization and the 20,000 hours of support and nearly 5,000 meals they provide to vulnerable children during the holiday season. The website is at kidsafe.ca. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, Danielle Rana. Ms. Rana, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So that figure of one in five children suffering from child poverty, I mean, that's staggering enough. But for people listening to us, what constitutes child poverty?
So those are families living on income assistance. And in BC, it has been at that level for many years. We've consistently ranked above the national average on child poverty since at least 2000. KidSafe has been around since 1993, just to give you an idea of how long the need has been in BC.
And so living on assistance, I mean, there are families as well that say have one income. The parents, say, work part-time. Does that constitute poverty as well? Or
Poverty affects family types of all kinds in BC. I mean, at least a third of children living in poverty do have a parent at home, at least one working full-time.
I see.
So it consists of families in kind of many different ways.
Yeah. And you know, when we see one child, poor, that usually means that they have a sibling or more, and, of course, one or two parents, as you just said, who are at home, one of which may not even work, right?
It could be, yeah. There are families of all types that make up that number.
Yeah, and it cuts through, I guess, other demographics as well, every part of the city, I suppose, but so much more on the east side, is that right?
KidSafe's programs are in East Vancouver, but, yeah. I mean, with that number, we know there are vulnerable children in all areas of Vancouver and in British Columbia. We've chosen to focus in East Vancouver because that's where the largest number of children are currently living, but there are needs across the city, certainly.
Yeah. What are the, because when we talk about a problem in society, we like to look at the root causes in order to address the larger problem, say. What are the challenges that you're finding in terms of needing addressing quickly?
So KidSafe children are facing a number of diverse issues. Poverty is one. Along with that often comes food insecurity. So children who are looking to their school potentially during the year to provide them with the full day's nutrition that they need. Family instability can be common for the children that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
New immigrants facing settlement issues. We have a large number of Aboriginal students in our program who are facing some intergenerational trauma. There's a lot of diverse issues that lead a child to being referred to KidSafe.
It may seem like an odd question, but I mean, just to illustrate for people listening, just what life is like for a child living in poverty. I mean, what are the experiences that you're seeing in terms of how they get through day to day? I mean, what do they have to face day to day, say?
Well, it can be extremely challenging, obviously. So school is an extremely important place for a child, especially when they're living in poverty. It's often the only place where they can check in with an adult role model who can help them if they have a crisis. It's the place where they receive their nutritious meals, it's where they can play with their friends, and it's where they get access to the educational activities that they need. So once school closes, you can imagine how hard that can be for a child living in poverty. All of those services disappear, but the need still remains,
mm-hmm.
and that's why KidSafe operates, and we try and continue on those care services when schools are closed for the holiday, including winter break, which is starting next Monday.
And so what happens after Monday before school comes back in January for the kids that you're seeing at KidSafe or that you're helping out at KidSafe?
So we will keep five inner-city elementary schools open in Vancouver every weekday of winter break. So that's for the next 2 weeks starting Monday. We will have 340 students in our programs across those schools. They will come to school like they do on a normal day, but instead of school, it's KidSafe. And so they're there for the full day. We cook them a full day's nutrition. We have a 1-to-10 ratio of staff who will help them integrate into educational activities and field trips, as well as to provide them with the emotional support that they might need to participate successfully, as well as to help them cope with any challenging circumstances that they're facing at home.
Yeah, see, we just think of food as something that one would need, but a lot of these things, like going out on field trips, like the social experience that one can have together, the counseling, the advice that one could get. I mean, those are things that we don't really think about, is it?
Absolutely. We base a lot of our programming on the research done out of UBC's Human Early Learning Partnership. And when they surveyed children, what they found was what most impacted their overall health and well-being, or their sense of overall health and well-being, was a connection to a caring adult in the community. So to have an adult to check in with daily who's familiar and in a place that you associate with safety is an extremely important service, and that's what we provide during the breaks.
Yeah, and we all know the benefits of that, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We can all think of, you know, a teacher, a parent who has supported us during a tough time, and when school closes, that's what we provide for vulnerable kids.
What are some of the questions that kids ask that participate in the programs? I mean, you know, kids are I like to think of kids as just little people.
Mm-hmm.
What do they talk about? What are their concerns, say? What are the questions that they might have about the situation that they're in?
Kids really aren't kids like anyone else. They like to go swimming. They they like lasagna and spaghetti and meatball. They really are just normal kids like everyone else. They're just facing some circumstances that many of them don't understand because they're very young. They're in elementary school. So as much as they're facing very challenging circumstances, really day to day, they're normal kids like all kids who are excited, you know, to go to Stanley Park this winter break.
Yeah, and do they voice any frustration as to their lot in life, say?
Some do, yeah. I think one of the benefits of our program is that we have consistent staff there year to year, so a lot of the kids will feel comfortable chatting with staff about the challenges that they're facing, and that's one of the reasons it's really important for us to have trained staff on site who can help them deal with those challenges and escalate the issue if that's needed.
Yeah, and so you mentioned that it began in 1993. How did it all come about and who was involved, say?
So KIPSAFE started in 1993. It was in response to a tragedy in East Vancouver. A young boy who lived in the neighborhood was left alone during school break and was found quite badly assaulted. So the Vancouver Sun, the Vancouver School Board, as well as concerned citizens in the area, started KIDSAFE with the kind of the idea that vulnerable kids need a safe place to go when schools are closed for winter, spring, and summer holidays.
Yeah, you know, I was in elementary school in that time, 1993.
Yeah.
And so, that's something that one remembers, obviously, growing up in the city in terms of the news and the sort. And unfortunately, the organization has had to grow, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. So KIDSAFE has been around since 1993, and, you know, we're really proud of all that we've accomplished, but the reality is that the need for our program remains, and it continues to grow in Vancouver.
Yeah, and so the people that support the organization, I mean, that's, you know, corporations that we obviously know, you get some support from government agencies?
75% of our funding is from private donors, about 25% is from the government. We rely very heavily on individuals in the community to support our programs. That's corporations, foundations, individual donors. It really helps us provide consistent programming that our children and families can count on because many of the children in KIDSAFE are coming from vulnerable circumstances. All of our programs and services are always free of charge, and we can only do that because we receive donations.
Yeah, do you talk to donors about why they donate? I mean, for the obvious reasons,
mm-hmm.
of course, but I mean, there must be something that brings people back consistently.
Certainly. I think, you know, knowing that one in five children in Vancouver, a city that we associate with sometimes a lot of affluence and opportunity, is surprising to people.
Yeah.
And I think knowing that there are children in our shared neighborhoods that are facing these very serious life challenges compels people to give year after year.
And awareness is something that we can all do with, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on here and tell us about your organization and the
mm-hmm.
things that you all do. But what else can people do? I mean, and what else should people do?
Sure. So supporting programs like KIDSAFE are obviously extremely impactful. I mean, poverty is impacting families of all types facing very complex and diverse issues. In order to address those issues, you really need a large-scale comprehensive strategy. So a strategy that addresses issues like child care benefits, housing, funding for Aboriginal child services. There's a number of different issues that need to be addressed so that the need for KIDSAFE doesn't exist anymore. So I really would encourage people to, you know, think of the issues that they feel strongly about and advocate for you know, a better situation for children and families.
And people in the city and citizens in general are quite proactive, aren't they, in terms of lobbying their governments on various issues. that you are seeing a lot of attention, and perhaps not enough, obviously, but if needed, people will stand up and have their voices heard, right?
Certainly. I mean, I think KidSafe has only been able to sustain ourselves because of the support of individuals in the community. So it's certainly, you know, something that they care about, and they've shown they've cared for, you know, 20-plus years that we've been in existence, and I'm sure much longer before we even existed.
Yeah, and so the website, kidsafe.ca, people can go there and learn more about the organization and donate if they'd like to, right?
Yep, donate or volunteer. We also have a number of different opportunities for volunteers to get involved in our programming.
And what are those?
So we have a number of different committees that help on an organizational level. We also accept volunteers during our programs to help in the kitchen, so you can help our chefs cook meals for the kids. You can be an activity assistant, so you can help run literacy programs or dance programs for students. There's a variety of different ways that volunteers contribute during the break.
And so we urge people to go visit kidsafe.ca for all the information on how to do that.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, all the best, Danielle, to all of you at KidSafe. Happy Christmas and all the best for the new year. Thanks for this.
Thank you so much for having me. Very appreciated.
You're very welcome. Danielle Rana is the executive director of KidSafe. Visit kidsafe.ca. She joined me from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.